This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 75, the perfect introduction for writing task 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you will get the 3 things you need for the perfect essay in IELTS Writing Task 2. Guys, if you want to take your IELTS preparation to the next level, get the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and you can download our IELTS cheat sheet for free. See you there. Hey, Jessica.
How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay. that sounded very energetic, but maybe you're like trying to be energetic. Are you having a tough morning?
It's a Friday, man. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm a little tired, but we all get tired on Fridays, right?
True.
How about
hopefully
you?
Hopefully you won't have to work this weekend because I know. It's hard to quit working.
It's hard to quit working. No work this weekend. How's your weekend going to be? What are you going to do this weekend, Jessica?
Well, I'm still not walking, so I'm going to watch some Netflix, finish a comic book, work on some writing projects.
Oh, man. So it's kind of hard when you're stuck sitting down and you like to be active. So it's, wow. Yeah.
There are some World Cup games this weekend. So hopefully we can catch some of those.
Oh,
on
good.
TV.
Yeah. The World Cup is super fun. That's awesome. Good. Yeah. I like it. So today we're talking about writing. Woohoo.
Yeah. We get a lot of questions about writing.
We do. And we don't talk about it too much. So let's get into it today. So what was one of the questions that we had from one of our listeners? What was it?
So this is a nice specific question asking about introductions and for examples and what am I supposed to say in an introduction? What makes a strong introduction? So luckily, guys, I can give you the outline and some example sentence structures for an introduction that will work for almost any question IELTS gives you. So the majority of IELTS questions are going to be about opinions, right? So some people think this. Do you agree or disagree? How far do you agree or disagree? To what extent do you agree or disagree? Yeah. So if you see like those kind of words, right? Yeah. It's about opinions. So you can use what we're going to talk about today.
Okay. And just to throw in one thing, guys, we love very specific questions. So if you guys have other specific questions about writing or about any part of the test, just email me at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and give us your specific questions so that we can answer them on this show. All right, Jessica, let's get into the nitty gritty. Let's do it.
All right. Cool. So writing is my favorite thing to teach. Yeah. Honestly. Like I love talking about writing. Maybe that's why in our Three Keys IELTS course, the writing module is like
it's pretty big.
It's in depth. Yeah. It tells you everything.
Because we know that you guys struggle with writing the most, right? That's probably the biggest struggle for a lot of our listeners. And that's why that module in our course is so deep and gives you guys the tools that you really need.
Yeah. So no matter what kind of question, writing task 1, writing task 2, all the sentence structures, vocabulary, example questions, example essays, everything is there. So it has to be big. Anyway.
Exactly. You got it. All right. Cool. Very cool.
All right. So introductions. Okay.
Let's do it.
You want to remember that an IELTS essay is not that long. Okay. It's not. It's like 250 words.
That's tiny, actually. It's pretty small.
Yeah. It's tiny. So four paragraphs are good. I know some teachers talk about five paragraph, even six paragraph essay. That doesn't work for IELTS.
Doesn't work. Okay. So that's important. That's another reason why we really need an IELTS professional when we prepare, right? Because I could see, exactly. I mean, I know that some of our listeners, someone I was emailing with this morning is working with a teacher who doesn't know IELTS, and he knows that the teacher doesn't know IELTS, and the teacher may be teaching him the five paragraph essay, and that's completely wrong, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could make it work, but it would be difficult.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So my goal is for students to have easy tools and systems that will always work on the test.
Absolutely.
Like these other things, like, sure, maybe you can write a five paragraph essay, but oh my gosh, that's so hard. And that's going to work for like one question. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. So introductions, guys. 3 to 4 sentences. So that's short, but that's all you need.
Okay.
Okay. So the first sentence, and this is the same type of first sentence you're going to have in any essay that you learn about. It's called the hook.
The hook. I love that expression. The hook. The hook. Oh, this is great. This is great. Okay. What is the hook?
So you've learned about hooks, right, Lindsay, in writing. What do you remember about that?
So when I think of a hook, it's like a fish hook. And how do we hook the fish, right? We get the fish, give the fish some bait, and we get the fish excited. Yeah. So that's really what it is, right? We get someone in, and we just, the goal is to get someone to read the rest of the essay, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you have two goals. One goal is to get the reader interested.
Yeah.
In the topic. That's key here, guys. You have to mention the topic right away. So that's number two. So one, something interesting. Two, mention the topic right away. Mm. So that's something that comes up in cultural differences in writing where you don't get to the topic till maybe the end of the paragraph.
Yeah. And that's something that we've talked about, right? Just in another episode. Yeah. So if you guys want to hear about that topic of cultural differences in writing, you should go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in culture and writing and you'll find that. But yeah. Okay. Great.
That was an interesting episode.
That was a good one.
So get to the topic right away. So, for example, if the topic is, some people believe that, physical spaces of libraries will become obsolete in the future.
Oh.
We will not need libraries in the future.
Okay.
Do you agree or disagree? So the topic is libraries disappearing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Two words. So you could say, let's see. The issue of libraries disappearing has been a hot topic in the news recently.
Right. Hotly debated in the news. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So you could use these words like hot topic or controversial. Mm. The hook can do three things. One, you could give an interesting statistic, like just make it up.
Just
you know,
make it
you
up.
Could say, three out of 10 libraries closed last year across the country.
And again, just to go back to that again, it might be surprising for our listeners that we can actually make up statistics because there's nowhere else that we can do that. So we just want to reiterate that, guys.
Right.
We know that you don't have the internet in front of you, right? You don't have a book.
Exactly.
You have no choice. Really, you have no choice but to guesstimate a statistic or just make it up, you know? Just
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough that you are asked to write an academic essay without academic resources.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And we know that. The examiners know that. So just, you can make stuff up. In fact, I have great fun, like, making up stuff like that and reading things that students make up. I think it's great. It shows flexibility
and creativity and thinking outside of the box. Absolutely. Okay.
Exactly.
So make it up if you don't have a stat, but we don't memorize statistics. So,
right. I know, like 1,000 different topics.
Right.
So, so make up a statistic. So, for example, 4 out of 10 libraries closed across the country last year. It could be like a surprising fact about it. Like, the library in my hometown recently sold or donated all of its books to charity or something because it will close.
Right.
I don't know. Just like short story.
Okay. So again, something kind of shocking, kind of surprising, kind of interesting.
Yeah. But having said that, guys, if that is difficult for you, if that idea doesn't come to you right away, don't worry. Okay. This is the easiest way to start your essay. And it's also very effective. Just give a short general history about the topic. Okay. So libraries, for example, the topic of library closures has been in the news recently. That's it. That's all you have to say.
That's all. One sentence. Yeah. Very simple. Okay. And that can be instead of the hook, or that can be in addition to the hook.
So oh,
that
that's
is the hook. The okay, hook that can just, be. Okay.
Yeah, just introducing the topic. So those are your three choices, right? Statistic, something surprising, short history.
When you have our IELTS cheat sheet, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher, you know exactly what to do to prepare for your exam. Without this cheat sheet, you're lost, you're confused, and you're losing time and money. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN to download it for free now. Okay, right. Perfect.
And then you want to introduce the two different opinions about the topic. So you can do this in one sentence and just memorize the sentence structure, guys. Some people are of the opinion that libraries will close in the near future. Semicolon. However, other people feel, or I feel, you could use your own opinion there. That's fine. However, other people disagree, or however, I disagree. Short, but those are the functions you need. So two opinions.
Easy. Okay.
Yeah.
So some people are of the opinion that.
Exactly.
Great. So again, memorize it, right? It's simple. Just use that sentence structure.
Exactly. Right? Remember, any agree or disagree or discuss opinions, any question like that, this is your introduction right here that I'm giving you.
Yeah. Good vocabulary. Really good vocabulary. Yeah. It sounds sentence like structure. 7 plus vocabulary,
totally.
Right?
Totally. Exactly. Yeah. And the complex sentence structure. So it's perfect.
It is complex.
And then the last sentence of the introduction, of course, is the thesis statement. And of students freak out about this. It is important. The thesis statement is very, very important, but that does not mean it's complicated. You know what I mean?
So, how do we create that? How do we do it?
Yeah. So in IELTS, again, very short essay, keep it a short, simple, clear sentence. So all you say is, in this essay, I will discuss both opinions, or in this essay, I will discuss why libraries will disappear. Just say exactly what you're going to talk about.
Okay, easy. So it is really straightforward. So don't make it more complicated than it has to be.
Exactly. I think for a while when I was teaching writing in Taiwan, I was really focused on having like these flowery, amazing thesis statements. And, eventually I was like, first of all, it's hard to learn.
Too much.
And second of all, it's not going to get you a better grade.
Yeah.
It's one sentence.
Right. And flowery language, again, is too much. Here in the U.S., we don't really like flowery language.
True. And short essay, be clear and to the point. So if I know this sounds very simple, it should be. It should be simple. The introduction I've described to you has everything you need to get that 7 or higher. It addresses the question, good vocab, good grammar, very organized. It's perfect. Where you're going to have like really specific examples and amazing vocabulary, that's in the body.
And we're going to get to that one in a different episode.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
We don't want to go too far over, but today we've talked about the introduction and it really is simple, right? There are just three aspects of it, right? So the first part was, one more time, just to sum up, first part of the introduction.
So number one, hook. Number two opinions. Introduce both opinions. And number three, thesis statement. Short and simple.
Okay. Again, don't make it more complicated than it is, guys. Go ahead and practice this structure on your own. And remember, we do have our course, our 3 Keys IELTS Success System. If you're struggling with this on your own, we don't recommend working by yourself when you prepare for this exam.
Especially not in speaking and writing, guys. You really need someone to tell you like what the examiner wants. And you need to see like an outline, a structure that you can memorize and use, just like the structure I just gave you. But also like model essays. You know, that you could look at, you could really understand like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. And those are some bonuses that we do have in our course, but we'll talk about that another day. So Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. This has been really helpful. We want to help our students get that strong start to those essays because the introduction is huge. That's where we start. We have to start off on the right foot, as we say.
Exactly. Right? Your first impression.
Exactly. Okay. Thanks for hanging out and have a good one.
Thanks. I'll see you too.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.